Trees can't speak, but John Eisenhower speaks their language. Talking Trees with Rosie on the House.
If you've neglected any maintenance around your home, castle, or cabin, the grounds, the trees, the garden, the lawn, whatever the case may be, pretty sure I can say this is kind of like your last weekend. To do it without having to stop and jump in the pool or turn the lawn sprinklers on every 5 minutes to cool off.
Yeah, those are some good methods, yeah, for sure. I remember my mom is cheap entertainment. Just put the sprinkler on out on the lawn and let the kids run through it for a while. That'll keep them active for a couple hours. Yeah, no, I was out yesterday and just got a lot done out in my garage, and I was a whipped puppy when I came back in. It was it was a long day, but yeah, the morning hours are your time to get out and try to beat the heat. You know, those first 2 or 3 hours, you know, on the weekend is a great time to get out and get some of those chores done in the yard. Lots to talk about regarding preparing your trees for summer. I want to mention that our website at itreeservice.com has some great articles. One called Preparing Your Trees for Summer, and another general interest article that I wrote several years ago. I did a presentation for the Historical Society in Sunny Slope, and I just titled the article How Plants Survive in the Desert. We have some amazing plants in our desert, which are unique. They're referred to as xerophytes, that is, they're dry plants that are adapted to very hot, dry temperatures or climates. And, you know, Arizona hosts an amazing plant palette. And the plants are just so unique. They've got these crazy, in some cases, characteristics, qualities that are unique to this part of the world and other deserts as well. You know, one-third of the Earth's surface is covered by deserts.
One-third?
Yeah. Yeah, one-third. And the only plants that live there are xerophytes, ones that have somehow adapted to be able to be there. They usually have a low compact growth habit.
And that technical term again?
Xerophyte.
Xerophyte.
Kind of like our xeriscape is a dry landscape. A xerophyte, meaning plant, xero meaning dry.
Starts with the letter X.
It does.
Yes.
Z-E-R-O, phyte, P-H-Y-T-E-S. And xerophytes are just generally low compact plants. They, you know, are exposed to the sun as little as possible. One of the means by which they do that is they either have small leaves. If you notice our mesquites, Palo Verdes, they have these very small little leaflets. Smaller leaf surface is going to be giving off less water vapor. The leaves transpire, and they give off water vapor as a byproduct of photosynthesis. Well, trees don't want to give up too much water, of course. They're very stingy. Our desert plants don't want to give up very much. And they do that by releasing the water vapor through the stomata. These stomates are these small openings, usually on the bottoms of the leaves, from which water vapor is released. Well, if the leaves are smaller, they're obviously going to have fewer stomates and will be releasing water more slowly. Other times, they have seasonal leaves. So if a tree doesn't have leaves on it at all, it's not going to be releasing as much water. Sometimes our trees lose their leaves. We have a lot of our trees in the summer lose their leaves entirely. It's called a summer dormancy because, again, it's a water-saving method that the plants are using to conserve water. We have a lot of calls that come in every summer. People think their mesquite trees have died. And we always have to, you know, ask them, you know, go outside and scratch the bark out on the ends of one of those mesquite branches. And if it's green, you know that the plant is just in a summer dormancy. And as soon as there is available rainfall, the tree will usually put on some leaves again. It'll happen sometimes periodically through the summer. You know, you get a nice bit of rain, the tree will put on leaves again, And then it'll, as soon as those water resources are depleted, the tree will drop leaves again. It's a defense mechanism so that the tree won't have to release water through photosynthesis. Sometimes our desert plants will have hairs on the leaves. You say, what does hairs on the leaves do to preserve water? Well, they actually create a little bit of shade, and they reduce the wind across the surface of the leaf, which also helps to conserve their water, keeping them a little bit cooler than they would be normally.
So, can you see these hairs, or are they like almost microscopic?
You can sometimes see them, sometimes feel them. And if you did get a magnifying glass, of course, you'd see them more easily. But those little leaves on the leaf surface are unique to many of our desert plants. Another interesting characteristic that some of our desert plants have is their anatomy itself. Yuccas have these kind of funnel-shaped leaves. Well, you think about that. When they're funnel-shaped and kind of curved, they have shade almost every hour of the day, even in full sun. Some part of the leaf will be shaded because that sort of funnel-shaped leaf is turned away from the sun, at least in some angle. Also, our saguaro cactus have pleats, and other cacti have pleats. These, and they serve the same purpose. Half this surface of the saguaro cactus is gathering sun. The other half of those pleated portions of the cactus are in the shade. Really cool idea for a plant to be able to conserve that energy.
When we get back, we got a number of questions we'll run through. Folks want to talk to our certified arborist and czar of xerophytes, John Eisenhower. We'll get to your questions right after this. It's Rosie on the House.